For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Obviously, no NBA team likes to lose. If you're a highly competitive team in this league and you lose a game, you're obviously going to be concerned, upset, and have some comments after the loss. But hopefully you take the high road, especially if you're a head coach in this league. However, if your name is Monty Williams, you're likely not going to go in that direction. And after the Knicks absolutely destroyed and blew out the Pistons last night, Monty Williams went to his post-game press conference and criticized the Knicks and how they scored against the Pistons. But unfortunately for him, Josh Hart heard those comments and he absolutely destroyed Monty Williams. We're going to break down what Monty Williams said and then break down what Josh Hart said in response to it. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Josh Hart destroys Monty Williams over his insane Dante DiVincenzo comments. Now, if you were watching the game against the Detroit Pistons last night, then you saw exactly what I did. The Knicks blowing out the Pistons and controlling that victory wire to wire, but also seeing Dante DiVincenzo make history for the Knicks. He set the single season record for most threes made by a New York Knicks player in a single game by making 11 three-pointers. He had 40 points. He was going off, and each and every person you asked about Dante DiVincenzo had a lot of great things and positive things to say, unless you were asking Monty Williams, because when the media asked Monty Williams about Dante DiVincenzo and his record-breaking night, he had the following to say about it. Roll it.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
I don't care about their team. I could care less. I don't know about you guys, but watching that clip, to me, he looked like he got upset, he got emotional, and he cared just a little bit about not getting the victory and taking that loss. But another thing he mentioned that I didn't like, it didn't sit well with me. He said the way those guys got those threes. What does that even mean? Finding Dante DiVincenzo, the hot hand, and having him score points? That was an issue for you? Or us having Dante break the record even though we were blowing you out? Was that the issue? Either way, it sounds like a you problem, not a New York Knicks problem. And Josh Hart actually agrees with me, and he took shots at Monty Williams for criticizing the New York Knicks and how they were scoring those points in the second half of that game. Let's take a look at what Josh Hart said and how he absolutely destroyed Monty Williams. Roll it.
Also, Monty seemed upset with the way that Dante got the record after the game. I mean, I'll read you his exact quote. I don't care about their team. I couldn't care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be part of that story.
If he doesn't want to be a part of this, he should have told his guys to defend better. So what else to say, bro? We got a guy that's hot. We're going to try to find a guy that's hot. I mean, that's it's common sense of basketball. So, I mean, he's the head coach of the league, right? I think he has the IQ to know so much how you go to him. So, I mean, they're going to be a part of that story regardless.
If you didn't want to be part of the story, you should have defended better or asked your guys to defend better. Josh Hart is an absolute national treasure. Every time he goes at somebody, trolls somebody, or criticizes somebody, it's must-watch TV. And this time was no different. He kept it 100, absolute real, and told the truth. It's absolutely real. Monty, if you don't want to be part of the story, tell your guys to not make you part of the story. Defend better.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go after Dante DiVincenzo. Stop him. Stop the Knicks. Stop the Knicks from blowing you guys out. Maybe do that. But if you're not doing that, in my opinion, maybe you can be upset. Maybe you can be hurt. But saying this after a loss, those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be part of that story. Hearing Monty Williams, a head coach in this league, say that doesn't make any sense to me. Going back to what Josh Hart said, he's absolutely right. So you have a guy that's hot, going off, scoring all the points for you, making sure this Knicks team cruises to another victory. And you don't want the Knicks to find him? You don't want the Knicks to pass to him? You want the Knicks to go to other players who aren't hot? Yeah, that makes sense. Come on, Monty. Like Josh Hart said, you have a high basketball IQ, you're a head coach in this league, and you know if you were on the opposite side of this and you had a player that was going off and it was hot, you would tell your team to find that player, go at that player, and make sure he was taking more shots. So you saying this makes absolutely no sense. You're just upset and salty that the New York Knicks not only dominated, defeated you, and blew you out, but they also helped Dante DiVincenzo break a record. And break a record that was held by a player that we traded to your team, in Evan Fournier, a player that was guarding Dante DiVincenzo. Maybe that's why you were upset as well, too. But in my opinion, the real reason that you were upset and you had these comments and you were salty at the post-game presser is because you wanted to stop Dante DiVincenzo. You tried to stop Dante DiVincenzo. You threw a lot of different things at Dante DiVincenzo to slow him down, but you couldn't do it. You even put Evan Fournier on him, the guy who you knew would play the best defense on him because he did not want Dante to break his record. I don't care what Evan Fournier has to say after the game, what he said during the game, even what Dante DiVincenzo has to say about Fournier. I know for a fact, when you hold a record, you don't want anybody to break that record, especially break the record against you. You don't want that to happen. Monty tried to stop it, tried to prevent it, but he couldn't because Dante DiVincenzo was on fire last night. Dante's inferno was in full effect. We saw it live, and so did Monty. And instead of taking the high road, giving comments and praise to Dante DiVincenzo and the New York Knicks and the New York Knicks coaching staff, he didn't do that. He instead went on to criticize the Knicks and how they scored those points in that third and fourth quarter. Maybe throughout the entire game, but he looked like he was talking about that second half, because that's when Dante DiVincenzo really started to get going, and obviously when he broke the record. Monty Williams was visibly upset on the sidelines, at his own team, at his own coaching staff, definitely at the Knicks and what they were trying to do. But shouldn't we be upset as well too? Aren't Detroit trying to tank right now with the best of them? Tankathon is in full effect right now. You're putting together a scrub lineup, a G League type of lineup to go against the New York Knicks. What do you think is going to happen in that scenario? And they're coached by Tom Thibodeau, which means that they're going to take each and every game seriously. They're not going to take a game off, even if that means going against the lowly Pistons, the tanking Pistons. So you might be upset about this, but I'm upset with the Pistons for making me watch a blowout type of victory like that by putting together one of the worst lineups that we've ever seen in the league play last night against the New York Knicks. They are obviously trying to tank. How about we talk about that and criticize that? You guys don't want to talk about that though, right? You don't want to get emotional about that, do you, Monty? Just about the New York Knicks stuff, the fact that we're breaking records and we're doing it against your team. Like Josh Hart said, if you don't want to be part of the story, if you don't want to be part of this narrative, if you don't want to have articles or interviews or everything else like that written about this, then don't let it happen in the first place. Defend better, play better. Since you didn't, the Knicks did what they did. But you know what? I'm upset that the Pistons put out a lineup of scrubs, a tank lineup that I had to sit down and watch the New York Knicks destroy them. And even though I love seeing the New York Knicks blow out teams, I also like to see highly competitive basketball games. But I wasn't able to see that last night because Monty Williams couldn't give us a lineup that could do that. So if anything, if you're mad at anybody, be mad at yourself, Monty. Don't be mad at the Knicks. Don't be mad at Dante DiVincenzo. Don't be mad at anybody else but your team and yourself. You let this happen. You caused this to happen. You made this happen by putting that lineup out there and putting players together that just have no idea how to defend the New York Knicks. It's your problem, not ours. If we benefited from it, it sounds like a you thing, not an us thing. But what about you guys? What do you think about Monty Williams and his controversial comments about Dante DiVincenzo and his record-breaking night? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.